We've come together to celebrate the achievements of Dr. Williams' school in successive generations. Institutions like this have a corporate identity. Here there has been a living community to which girls and teachers, parents and government, all servants of the school, former pupils and friends, all have contributed. It is as though the school itself were now delivering its final message. Please allow me to speak personally. It is more than 18 years now since I learned the school fairly intimately. I can speak of it with utter sincerity and with no false sentiment at all. Two things in particular stand out in my memory. One is the happiness of the confirmation services. I have not been more deeply moved anywhere by the excellence of the singing or the demeanor of the candidates. The other is the unaffected bearing of the girls. Children behave towards their elders as their elders behave to them. Here, the natural good manners that have been characteristic of the school are the result of living in a community where members learn self-respect through being themselves respected. Their homes and their school between them have helped them grow in all that is honorable, just, pure, lovely, and gracious. There has been so much that is excellent and worthy of praise. And for all this, we give thanks. The message of the school, as it were, is speaking to us now, though by no means dejected, is in one obvious sense final. Among all the tragic consequences of runaway inflation, none has been more regrettable than the effect on charitable institutions. So much irreplaceable voluntary work is in danger of folding up with calamitous consequences, because what it now costs to keep it going is beyond the means of its supporters. Direct grant boarding schools have up to now made it possible for girls and boys to be educated away from home when circumstances made this desirable, at a cost the parents with considerable effort could afford. Parents of Dr. Williams' girls have not, in my experience, included many who are affluent, many who are powerful, many who are nobly connected. What they have had in common is the willingness to pay as much as they could afford in order to give their daughters the education that they chose. If the present intention of the government with regard to these schools is implemented, great harm will be done unless other ways are found of providing boarding education for those who for any reason stand in need. But it's only in one sense that the school now speaks for the last time. It will continue to speak so long as its former members live. Indeed, through their influence, it can go on speaking in hidden ways for generations to come. this is shown most clearly by the experience of the former members, in the lives of all of us. There are times of crisis. Sometimes these can take an extreme form, when the whole fabric of life seems to be disintegrated. What keeps people sane and serene in trials of this sort is their personal integrity, with their capacity for faith, courage, undaunted love, and forgiveness. I know some educated here who emerge from periods of searching tests with their character strengthened and enriched. Some have told me that what sustained them in times of greatest need was the values they learned at school. So, to all who, in whom in any way the spirit of the school will continue to live, we can say with St. Paul, the God of peace will be with you. The school will still live so long as there are among those who come under its influence people who, in sober truth, love their neighbors as themselves. So, all members and friends of the school, don't allow its witness to die out. Let the God of peace, that is, of holiness, wholesomeness, integrity, and reconciliation become more and more dominant in our lives through our growing love and allegiance towards Him. In Christ's name, Amen.